First song was Animal Collective's In the Flowers. It's the first track off their extraordinary Merriweather Post Pavilion, which is also a name of a pavilion, a concert venue in Maryland, I believe, like the sort of the D.C. area. It also happens to be, in my opinion, the best album of the year, and I think Pitchfork, which is, of course, the Bible, whatever they say is right, correct, of course, you know, objective. They have an objective opinion compared to everyone else who's completely subjective. They rated it, I think, the 15th best album of the decade, which I think is pretty good for an album that's only been out a year. It really hasn't had an opportunity to grow on you quite yet. I should say, hasn't had time to mature like wine. For me, I thought it was a perfect song to lead off. I think I'm going to be doing a couple podcasts, and I figure let's just do a song off the best album of the year, right in the top, first song you're going to hear, and just also welcome you to what I'm trying to do here. Second song is from a band called Yacht. That's like it's like the boat, Yacht, Y-A-C-H-T. And the song is called The Afterlife. And it's a sort of this like 80s feel to it. Not sure. The songs that I'm going to be playing aren't necessarily the songs that maybe the singles or the favorites, but just things that I like, and maybe it gives you a different taste. I really like the song, and I hope you too do as well. It's, as I said, Yacht, The Afterlife.
Thank you.
I remember playing that particular track for my wife, in the car just the other week, last weekend, and she was very impressed, I think, with the album. So I think it's a very the album sort of creeped up on me, and it's something that I've been actually that's one of the albums I've been actually listening to a lot, probably in the last month. So the next song is by a band called Atlas Sound. Atlas Sound is the solo band or solo project of Bradford Cox, and you might recognize him or that name from a band called Deer Hunter, probably one of the busiest bands of the last couple years. Deer Hunter and Atlas Sound have come out with several albums, and in my opinion, probably one of the strongest groups that I should say in the indie rock genre that's coming out with music. And there's also side projects on that. There's a band called Lotus Plaza, which I really like, which is also a band member of Deer Hunters. This particular song is called Sheila, and I hope you like it. Why this thing is having so many problems with recording. Either I gotta talk closer or whatnot. We have a great next song. It's a band called I think it's called the XX. I'm not even sure how they would pronounce it. They've got this like minimalist thing going on, which for me at least, this particular song sort of reminds me of Chris Isaak. It's sexy. It's soothing, and it sounds like they're English. I need to do a little bit more research about the songs I'm playing, and I haven't done enough here. But this particular song is called Infinity.
I can give it up to someone.
this next band was a lot of fun. Saw them at Pitchfork. They made a big stink in Spain for basically losing it. The band is called Waves. The lead singer, Nathan Williams, basically got in a fight with his drummer. And you know, there's some walking off the stage. I think there was a lot of drinking involved, maybe some drugs. So there's a lot of high drama. By the time he made it to Pitchfork, he had a broken arm, and people were expecting maybe quite a scene, but I like it. I like what they're doing. I don't look at it as sort of they're trying to change music, and a lot of reviewers and critics have thought it's like they're sort of a joke. This particular song is actually has not been released. Actually, it's just a demo. It's called Mickey Mouse. And it sees a little bit of an expansion of what they're doing. Their first album, or at least the album, I shouldn't say it's their second album, felt really as much like garage punk as you can get. Reminds me of a friend of mine who recorded something about 10 years ago, like a punk band, and everything is just a mess. The vocals, you can hardly understand what's going on. Basically, that's what he's doing here. In this song, he's actually using a little bit of sampling. So the band is called Waves, and the song, again, is called Mickey Mouse. We'll be right back. one of the joys that we had, or I should say I had this year, was going to the Pritzker Pavilion downtown Chicago. And they were having a lot of free shows this year. I don't know, they've been having free shows for, I guess, for quite some time. And if you've been downtown, this is sort of in the Grant Park SAIC Art Institute area, by the Bean, more specifically. And great acoustics. They've been, as I said, doing a lot of free shows with a lot of highly credible artists. And they were doing Monday nights, rock nights. And what was so nice about it is you could just go there, get a picnic set up, get a bottle of wine, get some food, and enjoy a show. One of those shows, I think it was one of the first shows we went to, was actually seeing St. Vincent. And there's actually one of the two tracks I should say was featured at one of the Pritzker shows on this particular podcast. This is not a live, just off the album. But I actually really enjoyed this album this year, and they really, she really impressed me. And the track is called Black Rainbow.
There's a black rainbow above my house. Match the curtain. Bye.
quite like the ending there. I think it it's pretty awesome, and I think that she gives Feist a run for her money. So actually, I think she's a little bit more interesting in my book, but and I've seen both of them live, so just my preference, of course. Now on for a reissue. This is probably the first of a couple that I'll be featuring here, and the band is one of my favorites, is the Feelies, and the album is Crazy Rhythms, and the track is Crazy Rhythms. The Feelies was actually probably my favorite show of the year. Saw them again. This is the second show I saw at Pritzker Pavilion, and I remember vividly actually playing this track, because during pretty much the entire set, everyone was sitting down. You know, it wasn't a packed performance in that every seat was filled, and Pritzker Pavilion is pretty huge. So people were sitting down, just relaxing, eating, they're doing their thing, and as they were playing, and you know, there was actually one fan who was just going crazy in the audience, and he was probably about 15 rows up, and he's just dancing and dancing and dancing and doing his thing. And during the beginning of the song, or about that time, he runs to the front of the stage and is just going crazy. Well, security thinks that's just not very cool, so they start, you know, approaching this guy, and in the process he realizes security's trying to get him, so he runs away and keeps on dancing. Well, in the meantime, all these people start to see what's going on and say, you know what, screw it, this track is getting very addictive, and people start dancing around and just flooding the stage. So in the midst of about 6 minutes, we see an empty stage to just an empty front of the stage to just probably about 50 to 75 people up there just dancing, having a blast. I think this is an album that if you're into REM, if you're into punk, that you should own. The band is the Feelies. Again, Crazy Rhythms. Should have given you guys permission to dance around if you wanted to. So hopefully you were, and hopefully you appreciated the track. The next is going to be the first of a couple Athens bands that are featuring here. The band is called Circulatory System. For those of you that are familiar with Elephant Six recording artists Olivia Tremor Control, the Circulatory System would serve a remnant of that band. Will Cullen Hart, who's the leader of Olivia Tremor Control, had split off from one of his boyhood friends, Bill Doss, and formed the band. And they had come out with a couple albums back in the early part of this millennium. They had gone through, it had been about a year since their last album, and it had also been revealed recently that Will Cullen Hart, the lead singer, had multiple sclerosis, can't speak. So it's unique that this album came out. This is the opening track to the album. Very much in, like some of the, if you're familiar with the those albums, sort of has a very psychedelic feel, doing their thing. The song is called Woodpecker Greeting Worker Ant. Well, next song is from one of my favorite bands of all time. And it's one of those bands that I have yet to find a bad album. I mean, there's you know, I have a lot of favorite bands. But considering the length, the period of time that they've been together, and it's been over, oh God, it's been great, over 20 years, and the amount of recordings they have, you know, you just can't go wrong. The band is Yola Tango. And for those people who don't have anything from them, the album I would always suggest is to start off with is I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. I think that's always been considered their favorite amongst, you know, popular fans. But this is a fun track, and it's nice and short and enjoyable, so hopefully you enjoy it. It's called Nothing to Hide. So here we go. This is the second reissue song that I'm going to be playing today. It'll also be the second song from an Athens band. The band is Pylon. For those of you who've heard of Pylon, they were part of the great 80s, early 80s movement in the Athens area with the B-52s, and Pylon came along. And of course, then R.E.M. For those of you owning Dead Letter Office, you would know that R.E.M. covered a song by the name of Crazy from that album. And it's sort of bittersweet that I post this particular song because for those that were not aware that Randy Bewley, who was guitarist for Pylon, actually passed away this year. They had also released Chomp onto CD. Which is just a beautiful recording, and I recommend people picking it up. I think what they were doing back then was pretty much ahead of their time and pretty influential amongst the dance indie circuit. So I would check it out. This particular song is called M Train. Again, the band is Pylon. Sometimes I think you just have to go in and play tracks. Just they're sort of silly. Maybe you know, the pop diva in some of us. This is just a fun track by an artist by the name of Ida Maria, and the track is "I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked." Sounds like fun.
Smoke when I'm with you.
hope that you guys have been having fun listening to the first of, I think we'll probably have about three podcasts for new music, or I should say 2009 recordings. This particular is the last and the finale of this particular one. As many of you know, I'm a tiny bit of an REM fan, and so I was this is one of my probably my favorite tracks. I'll probably play one from on each of the podcasts, and it nothing is better than old REM. And a couple years ago, REM went into or played a 5-night stint at in Ireland, and this particular case, they decided to record all those tracks. And this was a rehearsal show playing new songs for their upcoming album Accelerate, as well as old tracks they were just digging up that they hadn't played in, you know, quite a few years. Because as you can imagine, being a band like REM, you're playing Losing My Religion and you know, The One I Love and all the quote unquote singles. And so they dug back and played some songs that they would probably normally not play at shows. In this particular case, we have a recording of Carnival of Sorts, which was on their initial Chronic Town EP. And as you can imagine, it got quite a bit of a standing O afterwards. I hope you enjoy it. And then, of course, after the song, I'm signing off. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast so far. Again, Carnival of Sorts.
To these parts, general man, don't get caught. Cages under cage, general man, don't get caught. Boxcars out of town, boxcars out of town, boxcars out of town. The secret. To these parts.